In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And Sarah's audio sounds like garbage because she's from a phone today.
Ugh, I'm so sorry.
Also, she is nudity in her bed. And I'm staring at the ceiling. I mean, I would rather stare at the ceiling than your naked body, so okay.
Well, I wasn't going to make you stare at my naked body anyway. Way to phrase it.
So on this week's episode, we're going to talk about Sarah's nudity complex. I don't really know what's going on.
Okay, no. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm having like an allergic reaction to something. I don't know what I'm having an allergic reaction to. He's making funny faces.
It's terrifying. You should probably get that checked out.
Yeah, I called my doctor and she was like, I don't have any appointments to see you today, so you should go to urgent care. And I'm over here like, I'm not going to urgent care because that's a lot of money that I just don't have. So I guess if it gets worse, I'll go to the emergency room. But in the meantime, I'm just itchy. So one of the things that helps is not wearing a shirt because clothing is making it worse. So that's why I'm on my phone. That's why I'm in bed. And that's why you're staring at my ceiling. I'm very itchy.
I mean, well, it kind of sounds like you need to. Have you taken like an oat milk bath? Ooh.
I have not taken an oat milk bath only because I don't have any oat milk. But I do have like the kind of soap that I use has oats in it. Honestly, I've tried everything.
So what you could do is instead of oat milk, get like oats and then you put them in a sock and like tie them to the spout, the spigot, the faucet,
yeah,
while you're running your hot water, and then kind of like let them steep in there as well. And it's supposed to help soothe itches.
Well, I could probably try that.
Regular milk is supposed to be really good for it too, not oat milk, but regular milk.
An oat
and milk bath, Sarah. Have a mental health day and take an oat milk bath.
Well, you know, I did technically take a mental health day because I called into work because I was so itchy. I was like, there's no way.
Have you like what? Okay, have you changed anything that you're using recently that would cause it to make you itch?
Nope. I haven't started new. That's what everybody's been asking. Everybody's just like, "Well, are you doing anything new?" And I'm like, "Nope, nothing new. I haven't changed anything. I'm not eating anything different. I'm not doing anything different. Nothing new." At first, I thought maybe I just was spending too much time around the animals. So yeah. I thought, okay, no biggie. I will take a break because my room is a pet-free area. So I like changed all my sheets on my bed, everything like that. I'm like being super careful about, you know, making sure that I'm wearing different clothes out of my room than I'm wearing in my room and like all that. I don't know. I've taken Benadryl. I've used hydrocortisone cream. Yeah.
Very strange.
Mm-hmm. I think part of it is stress.
Maybe.
Just because there's a lot going on right now. But yeah, but my face is puffy, which is what I was trying to show you, not the fact that I was naked.
I'm trying to open something, that's why I'm making that face.
Okay. Well, like, I didn't really show you that I was naked.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't see anything.
Well, what do you want to talk about today? We got some kind of exciting news that we got approved for our Pride ERG in Quincy.
Yay!
So we had our very first actual meeting of an established chapter of the Boston Scientific Pride ERG. We had that yesterday, Thursday. We talked a little bit about things that we were planning on doing in October since it's LGBTQIA plus history month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also talked a little bit about the fact that on the 19th of October is Spirit Day. So everybody on the 19th of October wear purple for support of Spirit Day and post on social media and everywhere why you're wearing purple, and the reason behind it is to kind of stand up against bullying and support LGBTQ youth.
I love that.
So we're doing that, and there's this really cool thing on LGBThistory.com, I think is what the website is, where they have 6 weeks of like match the face of an LGBTQIA plus historical figure or celebrity. So we're going to do that and have people try and identify everyone every week, and by the end of it, whoever can identify the most, if there's a bunch of people that identify the most, we're going to give away a $25 Amazon gift card.
Nice.
Or Target. I might look at Target. Get a $25 Target gift card. I don't know, but we're going to start doing some things at my work that are Pride and LGBTQIA plus centric, and one of those is the week of October 16th because of the 19th being Spirit Day. We are going to have them change the lights outside that are around the facility. Change them to purple for the entire week.
Oh, I love that.
So that's exciting. We're doing that. And my co-lead, his name is Jose. He's really, really good. I like him a lot. He's nice. I asked him to reach out because he's worked a little bit with the Quincy Pride because there's like an actual organization in Quincy called Quincy Pride. So he said he's gonna reach out to someone from that group and see about getting them to come on site and do like an information session and talk about what Quincy Pride does for the community and some events that they have every year and see how we can get involved a little bit more.
That's
a lot of fun stuff happening in the next couple of months. And then Ryan and I have just decided to go back to Indiana for Thanksgiving. So we'll be doing that in November.
Fun.
I'm still trying to decide if we want to take Ryan's car or my car. Or I'm leaning more towards Ryan's car because it's going to add more time on our trip, and I don't want to be stressing about getting somewhere to charge.
That's fair.
It sucks because I really want to take my car so that I can show my family my car. But if it doesn't make sense, then, and it's going to add, like I said, it so if we can find, I'm going to have to do a lot of research. If I can find a lot of places where we can stop and they have like the fast chargers, we might take my car because I love the like self-driving. It's kind of self-driving, but for the most part, it's really just kind of, it slows you down and speeds you up if there's a car that slows down in front of you. So for those long stretches where it's stop and go traffic, it'll be less strenuous on the body. if we can take my car, but then again, if we can't, then it's not that big of a deal. I really want to. Because I love my car.
Right. Like, that makes sense that you would want to be able to show it off.
Yeah.
I get you.
But other than that, that's pretty much all we got going on right now. I say that like there's not much, but...
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on here. I failed a test yesterday. That was exciting.
Oh, was it? It wasn't the art history, was it?
It was not the art history, but I got a C on that. No, it was my Texas history. Because I, for some reason, had it in my mind that it was due today.
Oh.
And it was due yesterday. So I didn't get it completely finished. So it's not going to be a good grade. And I know it. And I'm trying really hard not to be mean to myself about it.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'm aggravated. Which I know definitely is not helping my itch issue.
Yeah.
Because again, I think a lot of it is just stress, but I don't know how to not be stressed.
I don't either. I mean, I don't want to say I don't get stressed, because I do, but it's not like end of the world, and it doesn't cause me to itch like it's causing you. So I don't know. My thing is, it's gonna happen. There's only so much you can do to prevent it.
Right. Which I understand, but does not help me. Like, a part of it is that I when I'm just like chilling, like I'm not even doing anything, I'm just chilling and I itch, and I'm like, okay, it'd be different if I was just itchy in the moments where I'm feeling extremely stressed.
Yeah.
But no, I feel itchy in the moments when I'm like trying to rest as well. So it's very exciting times for me right now.
This is going to be fun. Sorry, as you were talking, I'm kind of looking at my stuff for my assignment for this week. And it's, let me go back to it. So it's our second unit, our second week in this class. And for this assignment, you will produce a short media-based training designed to teach someone how to complete a specific task. For example, would be to install an app on your phone. No PowerPoint. And then your 1 to 3 minute multimedia based training must include an opening title screen containing your name, date, course number, and course title. Text instructions, step-by-step video instructions with audio narration and appropriate graphics incorporated within the learning experience. Application of one or more of the Mayer's 12 principles of multimedia learning within the training. A proper acknowledgement, copyright permission of any informational sources incorporated into the construction of the production, and selection of the appropriate authoring tool for support of training to support a training transaction. That's exciting. That's going to be fun.
Sounds like it.
I mean, I've already done it like 1500 times, so it's nothing new. But we'll see. And I will what I'll probably do is use PowerPoint, convert it into an image, and then make a video. Because that's what I typically do. Because it's free.
Right.
Stop scratching. Make it worse. You get herpes. Oh, so it was funny. She said she's having an itch issue, and I said, "Do you have scabies?"
Oh my god!
So Sarah has scabies. Everybody, she got scabies for her birthday.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. No, like you can kind of see where I'm all puffy here.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw it whenever you showed me, and it is pretty puffy. It looks like you have some sandbags under your eyes.
Yep.
She baggy, everybody. She baggy.
It's just my face itches. That's it.
I also changed my setup a little bit, and my light is up here, like up. But it's causing a shadow on my face a little bit, so I might have to move it. Which isn't that big of a deal. I'll just have to drop it down because it has like extension portions of it. It's on another table in front of me so that when I stand up, it's actually like in front of me instead of underneath the desk.
Oh, okay.
But so anyways, what do you want to talk about? Is there anything fun going on other than your scabies attack?
Oh my god, it's not scabies.
You don't know that, Sarah. You haven't gone to a doctor and gotten that ruled out. It could be scabies.
How would I even get scabies?
I don't know. Let's see. How can you get scabies?
I don't actually want to know, but I guess we're gonna find out.
Direct prolonged skin-to-skin contact with a person who has scabies.
I don't know anybody who has scabies, so I don't have scabies.
That you know of.
Wouldn't I know if, like, wouldn't they tell me that they were also itchy?
It says human scabies is caused by an infestation of the skin by the human itch mite. The microscopic scabies mite burrows into the upper layer of the skin, where it lives and lays its eggs. The most common symptoms of scabies are intense itching and a pimple-like skin rash.
They're not like pimples. I know that it gets worse when I'm in the sun for too long, so there's that. Maybe I'm just allergic to the sun now.
Maybe.
You know, that would make sense and for like all my other weird health issues. Are you looking to see if you can be allergic to the sun?
No, I'm looking to see what you can do to treat scabies. Scabies is easily treated with paramethrin cream or lotion that you can buy from pharmacies. It's important to follow the directions on the bottle carefully. Speak to your pharmacist to make sure you buy the correct lotion. It works best if you apply the lotion after a shower, use warm water, and gently scrub the skin, then pat dry and apply the lotion. You may need more than one application. The lotion must be applied to the whole body, so you may need assistance. Ooh. The itching might continue for 4 to 6 weeks after treatment. There you go. So, I mean, get some, what is it? Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Whatever that word is. Mm-hmm.
Permethrin lotion, cream or lotion.
Why would I do that when I don't have scabies?
I don't know. Permethrin. That's what it says. Permethrin. Permethrin. But you don't know that you don't have scabies, Sarah.
I don't have scabies. I don't know anybody who has scabies, first of all. And secondly, they're not like pimples. Nothing's coming out of them.
I think that just means like the size pimples.
Don't have scabies. You're making me itch more thinking I have scabies.
You're welcome. I just paid my rent, which it hurts whenever I do.
Oh, that's fair. I also paid rent recently.
It was like my rent wasn't. So.
Yeah, my rent is not as much as yours.
Oh, it hurts my body. Anyways, so I've been obsessed with watching this show on YouTube. It's called Airline, and it's from the 1990s, like the late 90s, and it's a British airline. Which the first season was a different one from the season that I'm on now, which is the third season. And they basically, they like track and show you the workings of an airline. And there's been a really few funny episodes where one guy was so drunk that he couldn't get on the flight. They wouldn't allow him to board. And he was mad that he wasn't being allowed to board. And it made him miss his flight. This most recent one, there was a guy that was so drunk, and then he was trying to get to a bus, and then the bus driver wouldn't let him on because he was too intoxicated. And then they just lost him. They couldn't find him. There's been so many. There's been so many people that have forgotten their passport or they lost their passport. There was one where a woman had her passport stolen, but she brought her twin's passport to see if she could sneak through.
What the fuck?
And they caught it at check-in, but then she left and waited for them to do a change, and someone else let her through.
Oh, no.
But it was because she had her stolen, and she had a trip that she had already booked, and with the airline that they use or that they're following, they don't do refunds. So she couldn't like change her, and you have to like pay almost £100 to change your flight, which is like almost the cost of another ticket anyways. So it's crazy, but it's a lot of fun. I think it's hilarious. So if you have a chance, the reason I started watching it is she was on one of the, her name is Jane Bolton, is one of the main people that are on the staff. And she was on Help I Sexted My Boss podcast last week. I think it was last Friday's episode. So she was talking about like at one point, and it hasn't happened yet, but at one point it's filmed where she calls one of the people that she's dealing with a tosser. And she's like, she said I shouldn't say that, and I definitely shouldn't have said it while the cameras were rolling.
Whoops.
So that's what I have going on this week. I've done my school stuff. I've been watching this, and then my Pride chapter for Quincy was rolled out, so that's exciting too.
You have a lot of really cool, exciting stuff going on.
I know.
I don't have as much exciting stuff going on, but this weekend, one of my friends from the Polyam group, her name is Maggie. I love her. She's amazing. She's going to be in town because she had moved back to the Midwest. But she's going to be in town this weekend and she's staying with me.
Well, that's fun.
So her flight should be getting in around 8:30, I think is what she said. She ended up missing her earlier flight. She originally was supposed to be here by now, but.
Are you going to give her scabies?
No, because I don't have scabies. Why are you like this?
I mean, it's the way I was born.
Do you want to hear about my birthday dinner?
I do, yes. I was going to ask you. I was going to wait for you to finish telling your story about your polyam friend and then ask you how your birthday dinner went. Monday was Sarah's birthday, everybody. I completely forgot to put your Twitter handle in, or your Instagram handle in the episode last week, but
wow
this week.
No, but yeah, so my birthday was Monday. I had the dinner on Sunday night. It was lovely. We got hit with a storm, and the hail that was coming down was like tennis ball sized, so there was a lot of destruction.
Yikes. I bet.
The good news is that Kat's car, one of the windows got knocked out by the hail. But other than that, everybody else's car was fine. Just like a few dents. What are you doing? Oh, you're raising your desk. Never mind. Like, all I see is like him slowly disappearing, and I'm like, what is happening? Anyway,
I felt like I decided I wanted to stand, so I changed my desk.
Love that.
Also, you like my sweater?
I do.
It doesn't fit. It's a little too short. So whenever I zip it, because it's a zip sweater, it's like 2 inches too short. Very annoying, but I like it.
I love that you like it.
So you had a good birthday dinner. That's exciting.
Yes.
What did you do this week other than get scabies?
Oh my God. I swear to God.
I'm going to say it so much that it's going to manifest it and that you actually do have scabies.
If you manifest.
Stop scratching.
I can't stop scratching because you keep talking about scabies. I'm gonna like just hang up. Anyway, what was really funny was during my birthday is like we had brownies, right? And Mac and Lizzie put candles on the brownies for me so that I could, you know, blow out the candles because I didn't get a cake. And as I blew out the candles, the power went out. So I blew out the power.
That's funny. That's good timing.
It was really great timing. Mac was like, quit it with your witchy stuff.
And then you said, I'm going to end your children.
I was just like, I get it, me too.
And then you broke into Sarah Sanderson's song to bring all the children to the yard.
Correct. Which is what I'll be doing next month because I'm going to be Sarah Sanderson for Halloween.
That's exciting. I just sent my Halloween costume to the group chat.
You did?
Yes. You laughed at it.
Oh. Maybe. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm very excited to see you in this costume.
I'm joking. That is definitely not what I'm wearing. You know what I'm going to be wearing? Probably something similar to what I'm wearing right now.
Okay, but it'd be really funny.
But it would never happen. So just so that you know, because this is an audio podcast, this isn't a visual podcast. There, something came across my Instagram, and it's this very muscular black man wearing a thong. I'm assuming probably, and it's like plastic leather, pleather thong or latex. It could be latex, with latex gloves and then a latex or plastic leather hat that's kind of like a witchy hat, and heels. And that's, I grabbed the screen or grabbed a screenshot of them and sent them to our group our group chat, as this was my Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to see what I'm talking about, I will post it on our Instagram account.
There you go.
That'll be funny.
That will be funny. Again, yeah.
That will never happen. I will never wear anything like that in my life. Even if I was really, really thin, I wouldn't dress like that.
I mean, that's fair. I think you should do it anyway, just for shits and giggles.
I love me and I'm okay with my body, but I don't need to be in public dressed like that or in the house dressed like that. What else was I going to say? There was something else fun that I had that I was going to talk about, but now I forgot it. Oh, it's not fun. I mean, I guess it's kind of fun. I decided that starting in October, I am going to be doing a food journal. And like tracking all like the food that I consume.
Ooh. I have a food journal that I was working with and discovered that I tend to forget to eat all day.
That happens. I don't forget to eat. I just sometimes when I'm bored, I eat when I shouldn't. I eat things that I shouldn't.
That's fair.
And because I'm an adult with no one tracking what I buy or what I spend, I buy things and order things from DoorDash and have them sent here so that I don't have to go get them.
Yeah.
I would hate to look at my DoorDash, my previous orders on DoorDash, because it would be like, are you okay?
And that's kind of how mine is as well. Was, because I was ordering a lot before I moved.
Yeah. Did you get your finance thing issued or issue worked out?
For the most part.
Okay, that's good.
Like, if anybody still wants to bless my Venmo, like I'm taking money. But yeah, for the most part, it sorted itself out. But anyway. Oh, and I met Chuck Palahniuk on Wednesday.
So I didn't realize that you were going to see the exact same author that Ryan just went and saw in Boston a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
I saw you post the picture of the book that you got, and I was like, wait a minute. That's the exact same thing. That's the exact same book that Ryan just got from the author that he just went and saw.
Yes. Yes. So we both went and saw the same author. You said I didn't get as cool of a picture, but that's because they apparently originally started off like taking pictures, but then it was taking too much time. And they had to stay on a schedule. So they had to stop doing that. So, but it's okay. I got the picture that I got a picture with him. So like we're in the same photo. It counts.
Yeah. Do you know that, or have you heard that the government is going to be shutting down?
I have briefly heard this, I don't know any details.
The last thing I heard was McCarthy sent out a bill to be voted on all of the Democrats voted no, which they knew it was they were going to, because they didn't give them, like, there was nothing included that the Democrats wanted. And it was, I think it was like over 20 Republicans also voted no on the bill. And this was at like 4 something. I heard that. So more than likely, our government will be shutting down. How long? Nobody knows. So all of those people that are working currently for the government, some of them will either be furloughed, where they cannot even receive unemployment benefits because they're furloughed. They're not fired. So you do not get unemployment benefits. But there was something that changed a few years ago that... what is his name? Biden. What is his first name? Joe Biden. Wow, geez. Joe Biden had passed where they, even though they are furloughed, they will get back pay whenever they do come back, and the benefits, or they continue working. But I don't know that every worker gets back pay. I think it's just a certain groups. So that's not great. But some of them do get back pay, but there are some that they've decided are required to work regardless of whether they get paid or not.
Ooh.
So there's the military have to continue working even though they don't get paid. A lot of staffers for the House of Representatives and senators and anyone in the government that's a staffer that's deemed as essential has to work regardless of whether they get paid for the time that they're working. And who else? Some TSA agents still have to continue working. But there's going to be a cut in how many there are while it's on shutdown. All of the government, not what am I what am I thinking of? Parks. All of the owned parks are going to be closed.
Ew.
There's a lot going on, and it doesn't seem like they're getting anywhere close to having an actual proposal that will pass both the House and the Senate, because our government officials are giant children and idiots that actually have power to do something when they don't like what's going on.
Right. That's so stupid.
Well, that's happening. But do you want to talk about some of the holidays that are going on in October?
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, there's a lot. I don't like this list. Sorry. I just pulled up a list and there's a bunch. Way too many. In the first day of October, there was 20.
Jesus.
And some of these, it kind of makes me mad because they don't have the Spirit Day on here. Let's see if this one does, and then I'll send it to you and we can read some of them. This one doesn't either. It has World Menopause Day.
Yeah.
I can't find a fun one. I mean, obviously there's Halloween. Halloween.
Right.
And the entire month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
Which one of my favorite YouTuber personalities has breast cancer.
Right.
See, International Frugal Fun Day.
Frugal Fun Day?
Yeah. National Kale Day.
Love that.
National Nut Day.
Okay.
I don't really know what to talk about, Sarah. I don't have anything fun going on.
You know, I mean, I do. People coming, going, and whatnot, but I really don't have a lot to say either. Think it's just kind of a lull right now.
No, I mean, I have a lot going on, but we've already talked about it, and I have a lot to do. Also, there was this thing that happened at work that I was annoyed because they didn't listen to me, and then they just did it, and then it's you screwed up, and I spent the first few days of this week in, well, not the first few days, most of this week in a bunch of meetings, because they, I mean, first of all, they didn't kind of work with us to figure out, to actually plan the process. They kind of just did whatever they wanted and assumed it would work. And then whenever I saw what they were doing, I was like, this is dumb. Don't do it this way. Let's do it this way instead. And they ended up doing it the way I asked them to do. But it was like, we could have avoided all this if you would have listened, if you would have just included me in the planning portion, which I asked them to do. And then they ended up not doing.
Of course.
And then, like, they implemented this thing, but then it's implemented, but they're not using it, but they updated the procedure that requires you to use it. And it's like, so now I'm like, dude, this is not okay. So that was fun. That was all week this week. And then Karen and I were talking and trying to loop in some of the stuff that I learned from the certification accreditation that I got last week for Insights Discovery. And that's fun. So we're like looking at it and trying to figure out what things we can include in supervisor training and group lead training and area lead training, and what we can do to incorporate the stuff that Karen and I are both certified on now.
Woot woot. Well, that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
I like that.
To figure out what's for dinner.
I also should probably figure out what's for dinner. I'm currently hyper focusing on
your scabies.
No.
How long did that hot, like, burning mouth ramen last?
Oh my god!
was that on Tuesday, right? You Tuesday or Wednesday? I thought it was Tuesday.
That was Wednesday. It was Wednesday. I decided that I apparently was not white and that I could totally handle that double spicy ramen. I've never cried involuntarily before. But yeah, that was a thing that happened. So it, let's see, how long did it last? It was fine once I actually drank some milk. And ate some yogurt, but it was not a fun time. And I don't know who I was that I thought that I could do that. Like, I was thinking I like spicy food and, like, you know, no biggie. I was like, yeah, this is going to be spicy, but it's not going to be that bad. I like spicy. And then I was like, literally tears streaming down my face. Like, I couldn't stop crying. Oh god, it was bad. Mistakes were made.
I'm saving those pictures and videos, the picture of the actual ramen or whatever.
Oh,
those,
yeah,
videos, and I'm going to post them on our Instagram, Sarah.
Okay. You should do that.
I'm going to. So that'll be funny. Oh,
just be like, mistakes were made.
That's so funny. But I mean, I probably would be able to handle it. I love spicy food. Although I would get heartburn later.
I mean, I also love spicy food, but this was okay. The first bite wasn't bad until I swallowed, and then it was, oh god, what have I done? And then I was like, it's okay, I can eat another bite and it's not gonna be a big deal. I was wrong. I was very wrong. But I mean, you know, whatever, it's fine. I gotta figure out what I want to eat. No, what I was gonna say is that what I've been obsessing over is oatmeal. I've been eating a lot of oatmeal. But like, I make myself some oatmeal, and then I just put like a little dollop of whipped cream on it to make myself feel better. So that's what I've been doing.
That's funny.
What are you thinking for dinner?
Ryan said we have some chicken in there. And then we also have a like Cajun style sausage and jambalaya. So I don't know if I might do that or do something with the chicken.
Nice. I think it's time to call it a podcast because I am going to go take a shower to try to like relieve some of this itching.
Okay. All right. So Sarah can kind of relieve herself. We're going to call it a podcast. So even though this was a very boring episode this week, you heard Sarah had scabies. And
I don't have scabies.
If you go see our Instagram, you can see what I'm going to be wearing for Halloween and Sarah dying from her spicy noodles. But thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please like, comment, follow, and subscribe. And then please leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our Instagram, Twitter, and Threads handle is @NowAboutThatPod. And if there's something specific you would like us to talk about on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website at www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. And you can also give us a call or a text. Any questions that you would like us to answer on the podcast, our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on Monday. Sarah, enjoy your weekend. Good luck with your scabies.
Oh my God. You too. Enjoy your weekend, that is.
You too. There's only one person here, Sarah. The scabies has gotten to her brain.
Shush.
All right. Have a good weekend. Good luck. Hopefully it subsides.
Fingers crossed.
Hey.
Thanks.